As we bring you coverage of Nebraska League Group 32, as we continue our travels into the Czech Republic, I'm Leslie Smith, and one of our presentations to our group was from a representative with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're joined by Felipe Macias, who's based out of Spain, and with our group, you focused on kind of the EU market for beef and pork, and maybe talk about how significant is this market to Nebraska beef and pork producers.
Well, I've said U.S. beef is not much seen in Europe. Coming from many of the producers' pockets in the U.S., you can hardly find U.S. beef in Europe. You can find it in high-end restaurants, and some supermarket chains, because we struggle a lot to push the U.S. beef here because it is very expensive. I mean, I think there's a niche market. There are many people with a lot of money here, and I think we can work with them. But the thing is that we should find more importers working for U.S. beef here in Europe. We should have more exporters working authorized to sell the beef in Europe. And, of course, we have to convince chefs and the importers, the wholesalers and the retailers. But I think even if we have a very bad economic situation, generally speaking, in Europe, I think there's a niche there and we have to go for it. That's where we are working.
Well, of course, just like the United States, the EU has been in an economic downturn for several years. Is it starting to come out of recovery? Is that going to start boosting consumption?
Well, it looks like. I think that it's not real. I mean, if you go into the supermarkets or the restaurants, you see and everybody says that this the economic situation is still very bad. And we probably this year we will see a little bit of recovery, but I can't see the end of the tunnel, not in, let's say, 2 or 3 years maybe, but it's starting. Let's say that it's starting to improve.
Okay, and one thing you addressed right there with the first question is basically in order to kind of increase consumption is we need to have more channels, and I guess what kind of process is that? I'm assuming that will take a significant amount of time too.
Yeah, well, we don't have the time or the money, mainly the money, to go to the end consumer. It's not the right time to go to the end consumer in Europe. That's why we are working with the trade. We are working to have more importers interested in buying U.S. beef directly from the packers. We are working to have more wholesalers and retailers that know the quality of the U.S. beef. We are working with the chefs and to raise awareness of U.S. beef. If we improve and we raise awareness, in 1-2 years we will have more importers and probably more exporters working in Europe with U.S. beef.
Another aspect, of course, your territory covers the 28 countries of the EU. What are the areas of growth that you're focusing on?
Well, we are mainly focusing on the main markets that are Germany, the UK, France, Sweden, Spain, and maybe Italy. These are our main markets.
Well, it looks like you got a tall order in trying to, increase and creating awareness for the great quality of American products.
Yeah, that's our job, and I'm very happy working with USMEF because I see there's room for growth. It will be slow in Europe, and we have to work hard, but as I said, there's a niche there, and we have to find it, and we have to fight for it.
Well, today we've been joined by Felipe Macias. He's a representative with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, presenting to Nebraska League Group 32 in Prague. I'm Leslie Smith.